Now, this particular song I've played countless times on Sounds Irish, okay? And I make no apologies for playing it again, because I'm playing it for Tom Dwyer. Tom Dwyer, he says, he sent me an email. Now, Tom sent me an email about 3 weeks ago. Sorry, Tom, apologies. But he said, Joe, would you play this particular song for me? It was my mother's favourite. They were Irish. My father came from County Offaly and my mother came from County Kilkenny. They moved over here into Lancashire before I was born. I was born here, but they often used to sing this song together. My mother's name, as I say, was Kathleen. Tom, here's Frank Patterson's version of the song. Frank Patterson there, and I'll take you home again, Kathleen. And now we come to another request, a request for Derek and Susan, who live in Dumfriesshire in Scotland. And they say, Joe, we're big Daniel O'Donnell fans. We could be the world's greatest Daniel O'Donnell fans. Well, I don't know about that, but they said, it doesn't matter what you play, Joe, could you please play for us and for our son Frank and our daughter Nadine? There's a nice name. Could you please pray for all of us, any track by Daniel O'Donnell? Your wish is my command.
There's a moon over Ireland, comes in from the sea, across the mountains and valleys, where the rivers run free. From the days of my childhood, oh, I've always known, there's a moon over Ireland that shines on my home. Go down the one road from Cork to Killarney and follow it on to Tralee, and you won't be tongue-tied when you kiss the Blarney. There's no fairer place you can be. I love you, Galway, Limerick and Derry, Sligo and Monaghan, Mayo. They say it's a long, long way to Tipperary, but that doesn't matter to me. I miss the Shannon, the hills of Roscommon, the green fields in my memory. And I want to tell all my friends and my family in Donegal, I'm coming home. I love you, Galway, Limerick and Derry, Sligo and Monaghan, Mayo and Clare. They say it's a long, long way to Tipperary, but that doesn't matter to me. There's a moon over Ireland, comes in from across the mountains and valleys, where the rivers run free. From the days of my childhood, oh, I've always known, there's a moon over Ireland that shines on my There's a moon over Ireland that shines on my home.
Well, there, of course, you recognise the tune, The Cliffs of Doneen, which was a big hit for Planxty many years ago. But there we heard a group called Irish Moods playing an instrumental version, The Cliffs of Doneen. Now, here's a lady we don't hear too much of on Sounds Irish, Cara Dillon. And when I looked at this track, I thought, oh, yes, I know this track. But having listened to it, I'm not too familiar with it. Have a listen with me here for Cara Dillon, and P stands for Paddy.
As I went out on the bright morning to take a pleasant walk, I sat down sailing on some water to hear two lovers talk. For to hear two lovers talk, my love, to hear what they might say, so I might learn a little more love before I go away. P, it stands for Patty, I suppose. J for my love, John. Double stands for false, we hope. But Johnny is the fairest man. Johnny is the fairest man, she said. Johnny is the fairest man. I don't care what anybody says, but Johnny is the fairest man. Your heart's a lullaby.
Kavanagh was one of Ireland's, well, leading writers. And here is a song that he wrote, and it's sung for us by Luke Kelly. Now, if you remember, on last week's programme, we did the Luke Kelly track, and then we followed it up by the Dublin Minstrel, because I told you that Luke Kelly was always known as the Dublin Minstrel. This is a very young-sounding Luke Kelly. He's telling us the story that Patrick Kavanagh fell in love with this young girl as he walked along Raglan Road, which is in Dublin. And he tried his best to woo her, but at the end, well, she just didn't want to know, did she? Luke Kelly and Raglan Road.
On Raglan Road of an autumn day, I saw her first and knew that her dark hair would weave a snare that I might one day rue. I saw the danger and I passed along the enchanted way, and I said, let grief be a fallen leaf at the dawning of the day. On Grafton Street in November we tripped lightly along the ledge of a deep ravine where can be seen the worth of passion's pledge, the queen of hearts still making tart, and I not making hay. Oh, I loved too much, and by such is happiness thrown away. I gave her gifts of the mind, I gave her the secret sign that's known to the artists who have known the true God of sound and stone, and word and tint without stint. I gave her poems to say with her own name there and her own dark hair like clouds over fields of May. On a quiet street where old ghosts meet, I see her walking now away from me so hurriedly. My reason must allow that I had loved not as I should, a creature made of clay, when the angel woos the clay he'd lose his wings at the dawn of day.
A I think that's a wonderful interpretation of that song. And certainly in my book, it's the best interpretation of Raglan Road there from Luke Kelly. And I'm sure you've been asking yourself from the very beginning of the programme, OK, Joe, where's our Anne-Marie O'Riordan track? Coming up right away. She's telling us the story of this young girl who's infatuated by this guy. She loves him no matter what he does. And still I love him. I'll forgive him. I'll go with him wherever he goes. Here's Anne-Marie O'Riordan.
I love him, I'll forgive him, I'll go with him wherever he goes. He came up to a rally and whistled me out. The tail of his shirt from his trousers hung out, but still, I love him, I'll forgive him, I'll go with him wherever he goes. I love him, I'll forgive him, I'll go with him wherever he goes. He borrowed some money to buy me a ring. He and the jeweler went off on the fling, but still, I love him, I'll forgive him, I'll go with him wherever he goes. Yourself, but still, I love him, I'll forgive him, I'll go with him wherever he goes. When I was single, I wore a plaid shawl. Now that I'm married, I've nothing at all, but still, I love him, I'll forgive him, I'll go with him wherever he goes. Ah, still, I love him.
And now we come to a request for two friends of mine who live in Dublin, not far from where I live. It's about 12 miles north of where I live. And they listen regularly to Sounds Irish. And they say, Joe, we don't always agree with the things you say, or we don't always like some of the tracks that you play. Fair enough. That takes all sorts. But we do love the song The Bantry Maid's Lament. I think it's a gorgeous song. And I wonder, would you have Dolores Keane's version of the aforementioned song? I do. And listen, you too, keep in touch. That's what I say. And keep listening to Sounds Irish. Here's Dolores Keane and the Bantry Maid's Lament. Now, they're upset, these Bantry Maids, because young Johnny has gone, well, he's gone to fight the King of Spain, and he's left all the girls in Bantry broken-hearted.
Oh, who'll plough the fields now, or who'll sell the corn? Oh, who'll wash the sheep now, and have them nicely shorn? The stag that's in the haggard, unthrushed it merry men, since Johnny went ta thrushen, the doughty king of Spain. The girls from the bon oak in sorrow may retire, and the piper and his billows may go home and blow the fire. For Johnny, lovely Johnny, is sailing o'er the main, along with other patriarchs to fight the King of Spain. The boys will sorely miss him when Monty Moore comes round, and grieve that their bold captain is nowhere to be found. The peelers must stand idle against their will and grain, for the valiant boy who gave them work now peels the King of Spain. At wakes a hurrying marches your like we never see, till you come back to us again a story not more free. And won't you trounce the bawkins that shows much disdain, because our eyes are not so bright as those you meet in Spain. If cruel fate will not permit our Johnny to return, his heavy loss we bantry girls will never cease to mourn. We'll resign ourselves to our sad lot and die in grief and pain. Since Johnny died for Ireland's pride in the foreign land of Spain.
Taken from a very early album of Dolores Keen and Friends, Dolores sounds very young on that. Nevertheless, very authentic and a lovely version of the Bantry Maid's Lament. And I hope you too enjoyed that. Now, the girl was with her father, you see, and they were in the cow shed, milking the cow. And she said to him, I want to get married. And he said, what do you want to do that for? She said, well, the humour is on me. So, anyway, this is Foster and Allen, and listen to the end result. Oh dear, she got her comeuppance, I think. Foster and Allen, and the humour is on me now.
As I went out one morning, it being the month of May, a farmer and his daughter I spied upon me way, and the girl sat down quite calmly to the milking of her cow. Said I will and I must get married, for the humour is on me now. Be quiet, me foolish daughter, and hold your simple tongue. You're better free and single and happy while you're young. But the daughter shook her shoulders as she milked her patient cow. Said I will and I must get married, for the humour is on me now.
The humour is on me now, boys, the humour is on me now. Say they will and they must get married, for the humour is on me now. Well, who were you to tell me that married young yourself and took my darling mother from off the single shelf? A daughter, dear, go easy and milk your patient cow. For a man may have his humour, but the humour is off me now. Well, indeed, I'll tell me mother the awful things you say. Indeed, I'll tell me mother this very blessed day. A daughter, have a heart now, or you'll start a fearful row. So I will, unless I marry, for the humour is on me now. The humour is on me now, boys, the humour is on me now. So I will, unless I marry, for the humour is on me now. Well, if you must be married, will you tell me who's the man? And quickly she did answer, there's William, James and John. A carpenter, a tailor, and a man to milk the cow. For I will and I must get married, for the humour is on me now. Well, at last the daughter married, and married well to do, and loved her darling husband for a month, a year or two. But John was all a tyrant, and she quickly rode her vow. Said, I'm sorry that I married, for the humour is off me now. The humour is off me now, boys, the humour is off me now. Said, I'm sorry that I married, for the humour is off me now.
She changed her mind once she got married, did she not? The humour is off me now, she says. Now we're going to change once again the style, the beauty of doing a programme like Sounds Irish, that I have great joy in changing the various styles, types and genre of material that I produce on the programme. And I enjoy every track. I know one of my regular listeners in Canada will enjoy this. And this is a song that I think I told you somewhere along the line that I sang at school. And I think I won some sort of singing exam with it or something, but it sticks in my memory anyway. And it's a beautiful song, sung for us here by John McDermott, telling us all about the minstrel boy. The minstrel boy to the war has gone, his harp he's slung behind him. His father's sword he had his girded on, in the ranks of death you'll find him. He went off to the war, you see, and he gets killed. But before he dies, he makes sure that no one will ever play his harp again. John McDermott.
Boy to the war, he is gone, in the ranks of death you'll find him. His father's sword he has girded on, and his wild heart slung behind him. Land of song, said the war, shall guard, one faithful heart shall praise thee. The minstrel fell, but the foeman's chain could not bring his proud soul under. The harp he loved ne'er spoke again, for he tore its chords asunder, and said, no chains shall sully thee, the soul. and bravery. Thy sons were made for the pure and free. They shall never sound in slavery. Land of song, saith the warrior bard, though all the world betrays thee, one sword at least thy rights shall guard, one faithful heart shall praise.